I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, an ugly incident on a field in Hungary brings unexpected kindness and unwanted scrutiny to a Syrian refugee. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation of FIFA president Sepp Blatter. I know. I knew I couldn't even get through this without your saying that. Anyway,
I'm shocked. It's
official. It's official. Criminal mismanagement has been cited. Innocent till proven guilty, but still, shocked, right?
There has been, like, organized crime influence in almost all major sports down through history. FIFA is the only body that actually is organized crime.
They've cut out the middleman.
There is no middleman involved. Exactly.
Before that particular kerfuffle, FIFA confirmed this week that the 2022 World Cup will start on November 1st of that year, disappointing those who were looking forward to watching those soccer games in 120-degree temperatures.
Yeah, now they're going to look at those soccer games in 108-degree temperature. I mean, it's not like there's a lengthy fall with foliage in Qatar. I mean, it's the difference between, you know, broiling and parboiling.
On Tuesday, Robert Lewandowski, playing for Bayern Munich, scored 5 goals in 9 minutes. This happened in Germany's top soccer league against a perfectly legitimate opponent. What would a baseball player have to do to accomplish the equivalent of a soccer player knocking in 5 goals in 9 minutes?
Baseball, probably not, because there's no clock, which is what makes Lewandowski's thing so remarkable. I mean, baseball, I mean, the equivalent would be to hit 6 or 7 home runs in a game.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to get up 11 times probably to do it. What about a basketball player? 400 points, 100 rebounds?
Well, I think Wilt's already done that, yeah, so I think we're covered on the basketball parallels. Football, I have no idea.
Earlier this week, Charlie, you wrote a column for Grantland that explained why Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning should retire. What's up there?
He's falling apart, and there's an ESPN Magazine article out now that goes through what he has to do after every game, and it reads like something out of a horror story. This is a guy who can't untie his own shoes anymore.
Charlie, Yogi Berra died on Tuesday. Casey Stengel once said of him, "Mr. Berra is a very strange fellow of very remarkable abilities." I don't know if I could put it any better than that. Would you like to add something to it?
No, but I certainly would like to see a debate between Mr. Stengel and Mr. Berra, because the English language would never get up from the floor.
35-year-old attorney Corey Stackhouse has collected over 15,000 baseball cards, quite an impressive number. But the really fantastic thing about this collection is that the cards are all of the same player. And it's not Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle or Frank Robinson. It's former Expos infielder Tim Wallach. I guess this guy really likes Tim Wallach.
Either that or he really likes bad bubble gum.
That could be a stale bubblegum, even when it's
fresh. Who knows? I mean, people have odd enthusiasm. Some people skydive. You know, some people drive in demolition derbies. Some people run for the Republican nomination for president. And some people collect Tim Wallach baseball cards. How could there possibly be that many Tim Wallach baseball cards?
Well, that's his goal. He wants to corner the market on them.
Well, how many different ones can some player have?
They don't have to be different. He just wants them
all.
Oh,
I see. He wants them all.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I hope, you know what, because the guy seems a little greedy, I hope that there's somebody out there who won't sell it to him, and he gets all of the Tim Wallach baseball cards except one, and the guy who has the one holds him up for as much money as he can get.
Or says, "I'll trade it to you for a Ty Cobb."
Or a Honus Wagner.
A fellow named Jesus Aparicio was injured in an automobile accident about 11 years ago. He was in a coma until just a few weeks ago when he woke up. And upon waking, he asked how Roger Federer, who was the number one men's tennis player in the world 11 years ago, was doing. And then he couldn't believe Federer had only dropped one spot in the world rankings. I wonder if Mr. Aparicio was curious about anything else.
That's amazing to me. I mean, that could be true, and that Federer has had the kind of career he had. But the idea that the guy would, like, wake up and the first thing he would think of when he's looking around is whether Roger Federer was still playing tennis. Why do I think this guy has 8,000 Tim Wallach baseball cards in his basement?
This week, Vladimir Klitschko postponed his October 24th bout against Tyson Fury, claiming a calf injury was to blame. But this announcement came after Tyson Fury crashed a Wednesday news conference dressed as Batman while being chased by the Joker. How could Mr. Klitschko go on after that sort of intimidation?
First of all, if your name is already Tyson Fury, why do you have to be dressed up like Batman?
That excellent question. Would anybody have to be insane to get into the ring with somebody named Tyson Fury?
Well, I mean, I think Tyson Fury would have to be insane to get into the ring with Vladimir Klitschko, because Tyson Fury, for all the wonder of his name, doesn't fight really well.
And finally, Charlie, a Florida model recently tried to extort Florida Panthers forward Yarmir Yager, with whom she spent some time. She threatened to sell photos documenting their time together if the 43-year-old NHL star didn't pay up $2,000 she wanted. Why didn't that foolproof scheme work?
Because Yarmir Yager is not married and doesn't particularly care about the photos. But I'd like to say, and apparently this woman is also dating another Czech hockey player at this point, but I'd like to say that, you know, $2,000? I mean, if all she has to do is find two Tim Wallach baseball cards, and she can make more money than that.
If she finds the right guy to sell them.
Exactly. Well, we know who he is now.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.